Praise his name. Let's stand together, if you would. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Great God of heaven, Lord, we love you so much. Oh God, every opportunity we have, may we hold it dear to our hearts. Lord, how it's been spoken, that the day may come, Father, when this wouldn't be allowed, even in this great country of ours, Lord. But while we have the opportunity, may we take of every advantage, Lord, and use it to the purpose of drawing closer to you. Lord, learning what you have for us. You know our hearts, our lives. You know everything about us. You know what each one needs individually. So, Lord, we come tonight with open hearts, asking you to speak to us. Whisper your secrets to us, Father, is our prayer. Bless us now. May you get the glory and honor in everything that's said and done in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Turn with me, if you would. I'd like to sing in our capstone books tonight. Page 102, Jesus, hold my hand. Yes, amen. Amen. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Oh, leads me safely through the sea. And it is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer to Lord each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh, oh Lord, my hand, Lord. Page 91. Just over a little bit.
Amen.
In just a little while, we'll be able to go home and be with Him. Soon this life will all be over, and our pilgrimage shall end. Soon we'll take our heavenly journey, be at home again with friends. Heaven's gates are standing open, waiting for our entrance there. Oh, some sweet day we're going over, there'll be beauties there to share. Oh, just a little while to stay here. Oh, just a little while to wait. Oh, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this world so full of hate. Then we'll enter heaven's portal, sweeping through the pearly gates. Oh, soon we'll see the light of morning, then the new day will begin. Oh, soon we'll hear the Father calling, come, my children, enter in. Oh, then we'll hear all heaven shouting, singing out the victory song. All our troubles will be ended, and we'll live with heaven strong. Amen. Oh, just a little while to stay here, just a little while to wait. Oh, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Oh, just a little more of trouble in this world so full of hate. Then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates. Oh, soon we'll meet again our loved ones, and we'll take them by the hand. Soon we'll press them to our bosom, over in the promised land. Then we'll be at home forever, throughout all eternity. Oh, what a blessing.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, that eternal morn will be.
Oh, glory.
Oh, just a little while to stay here, just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this world so full of hate. Then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates. Peter sings. Hallelujah. Be able to go home to be with him. Yes. Brother Hamilton, would you like to come up for the offering? Determined. Oh, I've made up my mind. Hallelujah.
I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. I'll follow wherever he leads us, our pasture, wherever he feeds us. Oh, I am determined, I made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord.
Amen. Are you determined, saints? Amen. No matter what the devil can throw at you. Amen. Live for Jesus. Praise his name. How many have something on your heart? Need a request? Just hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, could you take the request this evening?
Heavenly Father, I pray tonight, dear Father, we approach my throne of grace. Lord, we need every one of us, Lord, who have that desire in our hearts, Lord, to be determined, Lord, to hold down our hearts, Lord, to be faithful to your word, Lord, faithful to the leading of your spirit, Lord, Father, we might lead us to do this life for the great glory.
You made me see that. Hallelujah. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? All right, keep coming.
There comes a desperate
all stand, if you will. Sing a little chorus, Only Believes, ask our brother to come. Only believe. Thankful to be out this evening. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to have been able to gather in, Lord, around your precious word this evening with a desire burning and, Lord, to come in and just to worship you and to meditate upon your word. And, Lord, the few scriptures and quotes I'll read, though we've heard them many times and read them, but, Lord, if we'll just open up our hearts as a sponge, I believe you've got a blessing for someone, Lord, to something you want to encourage them. And Lord, just pray that you'll take this precious word, and Lord, may we each one find a little nugget out of it. Yeah. Asking that it would continue to help us to press, Lord, and to cause a greater urgency in our lives, Lord, to trust you more than we ever have. Yes. And to follow where you lead us, Lord, and we'll never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor for it all. And we ask your blessings upon your word. In your most precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, he's so precious. Yes, he is. So happy to be here. If you'd like to, while you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter, and we'll read a verse out of the fifth chapter here. I'm going to read quite a few scriptures this evening, just praying that, just some little nuggets, praying the Lord will bless you with it. And Amen. I know it's kind of been on my heart all week. The Lord had kind of couple scriptures and just been meditating, and then as I went in to begin to study, the Lord kind of put this together for me. And it may seem very simple, it's not a great big thing as far, but it's God's precious word, and by God's grace I'm identified with it. Amen. And I pray each one of us will find that place. Yes. It's a whole different thing when we're just looking for an identification, as our pastor has mentioned, but when you can see that you're identified, then oh, what a joy it brings to our hearts, and how it ought to cause us such a love to burn. But here in 1 Peter in the 5th chapter, and we'll just start there at the 5th verse. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, and yea, all of ye, be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. And Brother Branham used that scripture quite a few times in quite a few different messages, but I pulled that out of the message, a guide, and also out of the message of what it was the Holy Ghost given for, and also the message he preached called The Comforter way back in early in his years. And how it just holds so true to know that cast all of your cares upon him, because he careth for you. Amen. And there's so many scriptures, and I won't take time to go into them, but if you get time and you want to meditate, go back and just read 1 Peter in the first chapter, and read 2 Peter in the first chapter, read the first chapter of Ephesians, and go back and read these things and look what God has done for you by his grace and his mercy. Elect before the foundation of the world. Amen. Predestinated for his purpose to bring glory to his name. Yes. So think about that. But let's turn over to Luke, the 12th chapter, if you would, with me. Amen. Our Lord Jesus speaking here in Luke 12. And we'll start about the 22nd verse. But just as Jesus is speaking, just listen to the words that he's saying, and then we'll back up just a little bit. He says here in the 22nd, he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body,
what you shall put on it. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for neither they sow nor reap, which neither have a storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, taking thought, can add one stature, can add to his stature one cubit? And then he says, if ye not then be able to do that thing which is least, why take thought for the rest? And he says, consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. Yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And if then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? But seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. I like that. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And I want you to think about how much he truly does care for us, but I want you to think more along those lines that he gave us a gift of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a guide, a comforter, and we'll get over there in a moment. But and you'll remember Brother Branham spoke many times saying how that nature was his first Bible and how he looked at nature and many different things he brought. And the one story that sticks out in my mind is that little duck that was born out on that pond. And never been off of that pond before in his life. But God placed a little portion down inside of there that was a God-given instinct. That when the time come for those ducks to fly south for the winter, that little instinct in there just led him straight down to where he belonged. Never been there before. He didn't know how to get there. He didn't know the path. But there was something down inside of him that was leading him. It took him right all the way straight there. And how when Brother Branham spoke of the eagle, and God gave that eagle that strength and those wings when he was sitting there, and he said, boy, I could shoot you. And he said that eagle wasn't even concerned because he knew he was trusting in what God had given him to take care of him. And you know, it's truly something to see how God leads us along and is guiding us as we travel through life. And each circumstance is, if we'll just yield to him. You know, we were up Brother Paul's last weekend, and I've never been had the opportunity to hunt in country quite like that, where it's so flat. And it was interesting to me as we went out to do a little deer drive, and, you know, it's just a whole different world up there where everything's so flat. And watched as he began to try to drive these deer down to where you could hunt them. But the wind was blowing extremely strong from the west. And a deer's, God give a deer his nose for his protection and his to keep him safe. And a little young deer, you know, when they're first born and not had much experience, you can fool them pretty easy. But you take a deer that's come to years and matured, you ain't going to fool him too quick. And it was something to watch as they begin to move into the woods, these deer come running right out of the woods. And being from down here, you never hardly see a deer break from cover. But those deer ran right out through the middle of those big old fields with their nose right in the wind, right where they could see every hunter because it's so flat they knew they could. And they went right out, and you just get to stand there and watch them gracefully run with the wind and turn and follow their nose right back to safety and unharmed and nothing gone wrong. And you think about God give that deer that instinct. But how much stronger is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and a portion of himself leading you and I as human beings through this life. And that deer don't know nothing but to trust what he has. That little nose was given to him. God placed within him that equipment to keep him safe and to keep him away from their different predators. And God give us the Holy Ghost as a guide to lead us and to direct us and to pull us through this life and to show us the path back, to return back to him. And what a joy it ought to bring to our hearts as this word is coming forth. And we see that the identification is taking place. That when we look into that mirror of God's precious word, we're seeing that image being reflected of this precious word being made flesh and manifested through our mortal bodies. And as we do that and we see that and realize these scriptures, now that's all in the natural, but I want you to stop and think of what God is doing for you and what he's done for you. We live in this world. Peter said, consider not the trying of your faith being more precious than of gold tried in a fire. Knowing that right after he had just told us we was elected to God's according to God's purpose. And he pointed out all these things, but he said, consider not when those fiery trials come. Because, yeah. Oh, it works for good. And it brings forth and shows and strengthens your faith. Yes. And I want you to think about the circumstances of life where faith, and don't waver. Don't be of a doubtful mind. But learn to trust. We're learning to lean on Jesus and every word that he has spoken. You know, I look back where we've come through life. Each one of us has walked a different path. And each one of us, as Brother Branham talked about in leadership, we've all had someone through our time, whether it was a school teacher, our parents, up through life. And we come up and then we get into school and his teachers are leading us. And then we get into churches and men, pastors, teachers, evangelists, all different times, at different times has tried to lead us and to guide us and to show us maybe their opinion or the way they feel or the way they feel led to go. But the scripture has showed us by God's grace that he gave gifts to the church, true fivefold ministry, for the work of that body, to the edifying of Christ. And as we see this taking place, and we realize as we get into there that God sent a prophet in this age and opened up our eyes to realize that God was speaking to a people again. But then to be able to go back in this Bible all the way back and see God in reality and begin to realize that as it's pointed out to us and it's been revealed to us, to look, be able to look back and see the children of Israel come out of Egypt with that pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. And to see it lead them right out of there. And there wasn't no doubtful minds among them when they left Egypt at that first time. When they first started out. They come to that Red Sea and then, oh, they wasn't so sure. But Moses never doubted. He just said, what now, Lord? And he said, stretch forth thy rod and look, stand still and see the salvation of God. And you think about that when that mighty water that they'd never seen that happen before in their life and watch that water roll back. What do you think that done for Moses standing up there on the rock? What do you think it did for Joshua and Caleb to see that happen and take place? And when you see these different events all through that wilderness that God done and the many battles that was won and God fought for him all through up through there, and we see that happening, God was honoring his word and being there. Think about Elijah standing on Mount Carmel that day. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And to see that fire come down and consume it up and lick that water up, what a day. What a challenge would have been burning. Think about it. To stand here today by God's grace, and we can say we've seen that same pillar of fire that appeared to Apostle Paul. We've seen it in images. We know that that was the same God expressing himself today to a people. That I am the same. I change not. Behold, I am here. Prevailing over his word and bringing it. And to catch our attention and to draw it in that, oh, this is my absolute. Yes. Look at the messages the prophet brought, building us to that place, showing us it's not, don't look to nothing, don't look to the left, don't look to the right, but look only to me. Amen. Look at even the children of Israel when God handed down the Ten Commandments, how they first on those stones. Yes. I am the Lord thy God. Mm-hmm. Look at how he was demanding his attention. And it was there, and all down through time, when you read the scriptures, he told Jeremiah, before I formed thee in thy belly, the belly of thy mother, I knew you, and I ordained you to be a prophet. Look at the God, how mighty he is, and what he's done for us. And then come down and housed himself in flesh, and dwelt among us. And oh my, and gave his life for us, and spilt that precious blood to make the atonement that was needed, that we could be redeemed back. Oh, my saints, the picture should be so vivid before us. And there shouldn't be a doubtful mind, is it so? But no, as he sent the message through Peter, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And oh, my, this is unto you and to your children as many as far off as the Lord thy God shall call. Amen. And then to be a recipient of that and to see it happen and change our lives. And see it start the work that was needed and to see the overcoming. For you can do nothing in yourself. Think about it. You can't even change one thing of your cubit of your stature. You can't do nothing. But oh, look what he has done for you and I through us. Let's turn here to John, the 14th chapter. We just read a little bit of this not too long ago, but pick this back up just a little bit and put this with it. Amen. What a confidence ought to be building in our hearts. Amen. All these things. Look what he done for Abraham. Look at all the examples that's been left laying there. Look what he done through the New Testament, through the book of Acts. Yes. Look what's happened. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember the scripture our pastor read Sunday, I am the Lord and I change not. Amen. Think about it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. What you have need of, it doesn't matter. He's the same. Yes. If will come his provided way and in his channel, he is the same today. Amen. Here in 14 and 1, let's read this. He says, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And oh, what a promise, and oh, what a confidence we should have in that scripture alone, and how it ought to be building in our hearts. And if we'll turn over here to the 12th verse, let me make sure I don't go too far here. We'll drop down to the 16th verse. And this is where Brother Branham picked this back up in that message. I believe it was, He Cares for You. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless. Oh, I like that. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. And the 26th verse, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. So we got a comforter and we've got a guide. Mm-hmm. And oh my, if we can but learn to yield to that and that alone. Don't be of a doubtful mind. Be not afraid. Be not fearful. But learn to trust and stand fully upon what God's given us. And I believe God had a purpose in bringing us, some of us, through the channels we've come. And I thank God for the day that I learned that my faith doesn't stand in a church. It doesn't stand on a pastor's coattail. But my faith is founded in one thing, the precious Word of God. And that's my guide. That's my comforter. And through that, he showed me and he guided us to show us where the ministry's at and why we have them and how we respect them. Think about it. All God's Word, this is a complete, complete guide for every walk of life that you're ever going to face. There ain't one circumstance you'll ever face in life that you can't find an answer for right there. And then what God sent us through that precious prophet. Amen. Through spirit, through prayer, and maybe fasting, and reading and studying, you watch God deliver the answer you need for whatever you're facing. He will lead and he will guide if we'll just yield ourselves unto him. He provided the way. And oh, he didn't leave us just hanging. He didn't want to leave us wandering. Yeah. It's not a time of what's right, where's this, what's that. No, I've went away to prepare a place for you. And here's the directions for you to follow. Amen. And I will come again and I will take you with me to be where I am. And oh, by that time, someone will be able to truly say, to look into that mirror and have that testimony, I please God. Amen. They'll see the reflection of themselves, no, but of Jesus Christ made flesh. Living in them today, reproducing himself, a reality, not just something that's talked about, not something that's hoped about, but oh, a true reality to see that word made flesh and living. We saw what he'd done back there in the Old Testament. We've seen what God can do. We see the grass. We see the lilies out here, as beautiful as they are when they bloom. Nothing can compare to the nature, the sunsets, the brilliance of colors. A camera can't even capture it. Then you can't duplicate it with paints and brushes, right, to the magnificence of what God has done.
Amen.
And you know, you look at that old the rainbow when God puts it up there. You cannot get those colors that brilliant in any other thing. They just shine forth God's greatness and His beauty. And to know that if He cares and He puts all that into place, and He placed me here before there was a moon or a star, He saw me in His mind and knew I would be here. And then I can look back and see that He'd done for all those that He sent down through time. And I see that what a consolation ought to be in my heart today that He will finish this work that He started in me and in you.
Yes,
what a joy it ought to bring to us to put our faith in Him alone.
Yes.
Maybe there's a word that I don't understand, but it gives me the consolation. Just think of Abraham. Take thy son Isaac and go up that mountain and sacrifice him to me. Abraham did not know for sure what that outcome and how it was going to work. But he knew God said go and he went. And God worked it out at the end, and it brought the glory. But it was in Abraham. He knew God couldn't change, and he did not lie. And he had made him a promise that through that son would come the heirs. And by God's grace, he knew somehow it was going to be. Think about the confidence he had in what God had spoken. And how that same confidence ought to be so built up in us in this last day.
Yes.
It's going to take more faith in this age than in any other age.
Hallelujah.
And that faith should be building as we see God's word and we see the shaving off is taking place of these lives and seeing our lives conform, seeing Him take us over and overcome things that we couldn't overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing desires leave and go away that I couldn't get rid of by myself.
Yes.
But see the mighty hand of God move in and move it out of our lives. How great He is and what it should bring.
Yes,
here in the message, a guide preached, this was preached in 62. I think it was 10-14-62. I just wanted to read this just to kind of think about it and as a type as he was typing the Holy Spirit leading us. He said, paragraph 13, he said, I would like to take these next few moments to call your attention upon the word a guide. A guide, you know, I've had some quite of experience in the woods, and a guide is someone to show you around. And you have to have a guide when you don't know where you're going. And being acquainted with hunting and the world around, I've had the opportunity to meet guides. And I am a guide myself in Colorado because knowing the country and ranching and so forth, I can guide in Colorado. And a guide has to know the way. He has to know where he's going and what he's doing and how to take care of you along the road. He's got to see that you don't come up lost. And a guide is a selected man. The state selects this man if he is a guide. And I'm going on a trip in the wilderness where perhaps you're not used to going. And it's not a good thing for you to go without one. Frankly, some places you can't even go without one. For instance, in Canada, the guide has to sign your license to the game warden. He has to sign himself in. He is responsible for you. If anything happens to you, it's his responsibility. He's got to take care of you, and he's got to see that you're not lost. He's got to be sure that he don't send you somewhere that you don't know your way back. And if you do get lost, he's got to know the country so well that he can pick you up just any time. And he's got to know all things. He cannot be a guide. He cannot be licensed to be a guide. Think about our precious Holy Father. The Holy Spirit leading us. He knows where we're at all the time. He knows where to pick us up. He knows where to push us. He knows how to lead us. He knows us how to make sure that we're not left in a desert dry of barren lands. He knows how to make sure we're being watered and we're being fed. He knows how to make sure we're being nurtured and we've got shelter from the storms and we've got all of these things. Look at all the situations in life. Every day you get in a vehicle and start down the road, he knows.
Yes.
Before you ever put that car in gear, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Before you ever walked out of the house, before you ever said two words to somebody, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And he's leading. And if we'll but yield to him, think about how great he is and the instincts he gives to nature.
Yes.
That Holy Spirit was given to us to tame our tongue. Take this body under subjection to every word of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, how strong it would be if we would but yield to the Holy Spirit as a true guide. And let that comforter comfort us in the times when the storms of life are rolling in and we might get a little anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be anxious. That's what if you look at some of the different, the way they translate that, don't be troubled. It's don't be anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be concerned. Don't get all antsy.
Mm-hmm.
God's got it in control.
Mm-hmm.
Give him time. Rest. And relax on knowing that he said he would never leave you nor forsake you. And he knows the beginning from the end. Oh, I'm so glad we trust him. He says the guide has understanding how to go and what to do. And God has always sent a guide to his people. God has never failed. He sends a guide. But you've got to accept that guide and you've got to believe it. and you got to go the way he says. And if you get into a wilderness and your guide says we go this way, yet you think you go that way, you're going to come up lost. But God sends us a guide to guide us. And we've got to follow that guide no matter what we think. What looks reasonable, what looks ridiculous. We're not subject to divide that. The guide is the only one. Amen. If we just follow where he leads. Hallelujah. Keep your opinions out of it. Keep your ideas out of it. Let God take the reins and just say, Lord, where you lead me, I will follow. Amen. Amen. This is in the message, Future Home, paragraph 81. He says, the first stage that he brings us to, his plan of redemption, is exactly the same by everything. He uses the same method. He never changes. He said in Malachi 3, I am God and I change not. And the way he does it, therefore, if he saved the first man he ever saved by the shed blood of an innocent one, he'll have to save the next one. And everyone he saves will have to be the same way. And if he healed a man at any time through the journey of life, let it be in the days of Jesus, the apostles, the prophets, whenever it was, when the same conditions is met, he's got to do it again. That's right. He doesn't change. Man changes and time changes. Age changes, dispensations change. But God remains the same. He is perfect. What a hope that ought to give the sick people. If he ever healed a person, he has to do it again when the same conditions is met. If he ever saved a man, he's got to do it on the same grounds he did it the first time. If he ever filled a man with the Holy Ghost, he's got to do it on the same grounds he did the first time. If he ever raised a man up from the grave, he's got to do it the second time and every other time on the same principle. Amen. There will be a resurrection of the dead. Amen. He don't change. Oh, what a hope that gives me. And what it is, not in some made man theory, something that groups of man have come together, but it's his unchangeable word. And what a consolation as time continues to march on. And as days go on, I'm so thankful that I've learned not to trust in what someone says, but always go back to the precious word. And make sure that it lines up not only in those scriptures, but what in the messenger that God sent us for this age says. Let the two dovetail together, because once you see it, it'll never break continuity. You can just keep rolling, and every scripture you read, it just seems like there it is again, and there it is again. And it can be on any kind of subject. You might be looking at a subject over here thinking, oh, look at this scripture. Look, it's so perfect. And then you get onto the next subject, and the same scripture just backs up that one. And it just rolls and dovetails so perfectly together. Amen. That God expressing himself, proving, I am the great I am, the beginning and the end. Amen. Alpha and Omega. This is in the Message of Comforter, and this was preached October 1st of 61, paragraph 147. Amen. He says, what is it? God's word anchored in your flesh that gives you eternal life, that gives you the resurrection power to bring you from the things of the world, from blind traditions of man, to walk in the sunlight of the health of God. That's what the Comforter does. It lifts you out of a cellared condition. It brings you up in the presence of God and gives you an experience with God that you can scream with Job of old, I know my Redeemer liveth. And oh, how that just rings sometimes when you God moves and you see things, and when you're reading God's word and it's just bubbling and it's revealed, how that just wants to, you just feel that in your heart. I know my Redeemer lives, and I know that though this body be dissolved, I've already got one waiting on me. Hey, man, what a consolation, what a joy it ought to place in our hearts. Amen. It might be young, we might be old, it don't matter. If this body falls tomorrow, by God's grace, he's going to give me a new one. Amen. Amen. And he says here, the word, and we refuse, let's see, let me back up. I know my Redeemer liveth. And then when we see his word, we refuse to walk in. If we refused to walk in the light as he is in the light, then our fellowship with God is cut off. But when we see that light and walk in that light as he is light, then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And we're fixing in a few minutes to break that bread, that kosher bread which represents that word. And don't you never forget the comfort, the stream of all my comfort. The stream of all my comfort tonight is that I know that God keeps his word. And I know that something happened to me, and I know I have passed from death into life. And I know I keep his commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments, he said. If you love me, do what I tell you to do. Let every man's word be a lie, and let mine be true. Don't follow what man said, follow what God said, and there you'll find the Comforter. And the Comforter brings you the satisfaction of knowing, it's thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. And what a great comfort it is to see God's precious word. Yes, it may come cutting. Sometimes it comes pinching. And we see our short places. But oh, there's something down on the inside that you just feel that little urge, Lord, I'm going to, by your grace, that's going to be overcome. Amen. That's him. That's nothing you can muster up in yourself. But he does it for you. He's placed the equipment inside to bring this body perfectly under subjection and in line with his precious word, that he might reproduce himself. Amen. Glory. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Here in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, if you want to turn with me. Amen. Hebrews 6, and we'll start here at the 13th verse. For when God made the promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by their greater, an oath of confirmation is to them the end of all strife. And wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it by oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth too within the veil. Amen. By God's grace tonight, we have a strong consolation. And what a joy it is to know that I have a complete guide. I've got a comforter, and by God's grace, he said he would never leave me nor forsake me, and he is going to see us through on this journey. And when I see this precious word unfolding, and I see him revealing himself greater, and I see that word being made greater in my life, and I see it more illuminated, the confidence that I have, Lord, whatever you say, let me follow you wherever you lead me. Many won't ever see it. Many will never understand why we do what we do. Many will never understand why I believe what I believe. But by God's grace, he imparted that to me. Amen. Imparted that to you. May we never fail to give him the glory and the honor and the praise that's due unto him for what he's done for us and where he's brought us from and where he's taken us to. Amen. But oh, may what a great consolation it is to look back and see what he's done and to be able to stand and say, God, I know you change not. Amen. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what you did then, you'll do today. Yes. If I meet the same circumstances, come God's provided way, yes, it works the same in all attributes of his precious word. Amen. May God richly bless you. Let's all stand, if you would. So thankful. Let's just sing that little chorus. How great is our God as our pastor comes. Amen. How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. Put your trust in me. Oh, how great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the wall of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I will lead you, put your trust in me. Amen. Good to know when you're led. Just a wonderful, wonderful blessing when you see the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you and bring it out to the Word. It's just such a blessing. I was thinking about that because Brother Timothy was talking about it, and then he sang that song,
waters rolling back, you know, and the children of Israel begin to go across the sea. And one of the things that always just kind of struck my heart really good in that scriptures, as the scriptures is being brought forth on that, is how that as the Egyptians begin to go across, you know, of course they was going on across on dry ground too, after God sent the east wind and blowed the ground off, a nice dry for the children of Israel. And then here they start across there, and then the scripture mentions about God started taking their wheels off the chariots. I thought, you know, that's just something. You know, not only, you know, just let them think they're going to gain upon them, you know, and get close to them. That didn't happen. God stopped them before they even got too close, started taking wheels off. I thought, you know, if he can take wheels off, he can put wheels on. He can do everything because he is God. See, if you ever get in a bind, don't think it's impossible for God to fix something, because nothing is impossible for God to do. He is God. Amen. And he changes not. Hallelujah. I just was thinking about that as Brother Timothy was bringing those things out, and just thinking about the goodness of God and his mercy and his grace. And then I couldn't help but to think, you know, how that he was talking about, if God does something once for somebody, he'll do it again. And of all things, because I wasn't even thinking about it, but of all things, had a cow come to my mind. You know, God sent that little possum there on Brother Bram's step, and the prophet prayed for that little possum, and that possum went scurrying right off, you know. And I was thinking, it just for some reason hit my mind again, because I, like I said, I wasn't even thinking about it tonight. It hadn't crossed my mind other than just when Brother Timothy was reading that. And you probably heard me have a little chuckle back here, and that's what I was thinking about. You know, God made a way for that old cow of mine, you know, as I told you before. It was laying there dying and shaking and hadn't eaten for days. And somehow she got enough strength up. Yeah, I'm telling the story again. I'm not senile. But just thinking about it with what, you know, if God does something one time, he can do it again.
Right.
To encourage you that God does the impossible, you know? And had that old cow get up and walk over there, shaking, shimmering and everything, couldn't hardly stand up, walks up and puts her head against me, and then what do you do then? Come to my mind about that possum. She once prayed for, and even today, she's way up on the hill eating grass and coming down, and no problem at all. Like I say, she seemed to be doing better than she did before she got sick. It's just amazing, because the vets gave up on her. They thought maybe she had cancer, as I said before, but she is doing so wonderful. It's just unbelievable that God would care. But God cares. He knows the desire of our hearts, you know. And it wasn't something out of reach. Wasn't something silly. No. But he cares for us. He wants us to be blessed. And, you know, how could I not tell it? You know, because I was blessed. I share my blessings with you. Amen. But today I was thinking about the many things God has answered prayer. It was just on my heart today as I was at the shop and working things, just thinking, just going through my mind, and how many times I prayed and God has answered. It's just amazing. You know, and then I thought, I ought to write it all in a book, you know. But it's amazing the things God answers prayer. I thank God I serve the living God. Amen. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's so wonderful and so great. Amen. Let us bow our heads. We want to remember a sister, Sister Susanna, which was here when Brother Smith was here last time, the older couple. There's a Sister Lynn that she wants us to remember in prayer with some health and family issues. So we'll remember that in prayer too as we bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, it's been so good and so wonderful to be gathered here again today or this evening. And just to feel the sweetness of your blessings. And Lord, as the word of God came tonight, it was so refreshing. Just so good, Lord, to listen to and to, Lord, see that by grace that we're a part of it. And see that identification coming forth in our lives. This is something we cannot do in ourselves, Lord. This is something that's truly by the grace of God. Something that you do in our lives, Lord. And we greatly appreciate it. Just asking again, Lord, that you continue to work on our hearts and our lives and help us to be just what you want us to be. And Lord, if we've fallen short in any way, please forgive us, Lord. Forgive each and every one of us, Lord, as we stand here tonight and maybe those that's listening in tonight. Forgive us and help us to be better Christians. Show us our shortcomings. Show us how, Lord, by your mercy and grace, we can overcome through you. We appreciate you, Lord, and just love you with all our hearts now. And Father, we come to you with Sister Susanna's request for the Sister Lynn. Now, you know all about the situation. You know who she is, Father. We stand here tonight and don't even know who she is. But you know who she is. And Lord, now we don't know what this is all about. Lord, it may be something that you're using to draw this sister closer to you. It may be something, Lord, you want to show her something. And Lord, it may just be for the purpose to see you glorified, that you are a healer and provider. Lord, we don't know these things, but you do. But Father, we ask to whatever it is that you would answer it according to your will. May you bless them, Lord Jesus, and have your way. And Lord, again, we just want to thank you for everything. We ask you to just go with us and keep us safe upon the highways and bring us back at our next appointed time. If you should tarry. And Lord, we know Brother Pitts is going on a little vacation. We ask that you watch over him and keep him safe. Bring him back to us, Lord, and just bless his little time to wait, Lord, or whatever he's going to do there. So we just thank you again now, Lord, for all your blessings. Just help us, Lord. That's all we can say. We want to be more like you. We ask that you would grant it in your holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May God richly bless you, each and every one.